Chapter 17. Danny pursed his lips as he scrubbed furiously at a stain on one of his white coffee mugs. For some reason, it was refusing to go away and it was driving him absolutely insane. He had been scrubbing at it for a hot minute now, and he knew that he was hyper-focusing on this instead of anything else because he was frustrated, but that didn't matter at the moment. He was frustrated, yes. Danny and Jason had been working for weeks on getting Jason enrolled at the university in the Infinite Realms so that he could start classes, and they were also hard at work getting the Community Center and Justice Center set up, but there were just so many things that were getting in the way. The biggest barrier so far had been trying to buy a building for this purpose. It was like every single roadblock that could be put in their way was there. It was like the government of Gotham City didn't want an organization such as this one in the middle of Crime Alley and was doing everything they could to stop it. Jason was out meeting with Tim at that moment to see if he could get his younger brother to have Wayne Enterprises, or Drake Industries, support the mission, considering the young Wayne sibling was the CEO to one company and the majority shareholder to the other. Danny had offered to go with him to help with the language barrier, but Jason had assured him that he and Tim could communicate just fine. Apparently, the two had gone past their careful truce to a more sturdy friendship than they had before. Danny hadn't wanted to pry, but he was so incredibly curious as to what it was that made them get along better, but he wasn't going to push. Sure, he had overheard their conversation just a few days before, but it seemed like more had happened since then. Honestly, Danny couldn't be happier for his boyfriend. Jason desperately needed at least one of his brothers to rely on. He needed to have some family support to be there for him, just like how Danny had his ghost family to be there for him. "You're scrubbing that mug pretty hard there," a familiar voice said, and Danny looked up to find Nightwing leaning against his counter, watching the Haffa with an amused look on his face and a twist of his lips that made them up into a smirk. "Yeah, there's a stain on it and I can't get it to go away," Danny muttered, before he set the mug down and gave Nightwing a look. "I think I mentioned before that I prefer that you all came in here out of costume. You make my customers uncomfortable," he said, glancing over at a few of his regulars, men who worked for Hood, sneaking out slowly. He frowned. Phantom's Oasis was supposed to be a safe place for everyone, and the bats did not make some people feel all that safe here. He didn't like it when they came in their capes and domino masks and acted like they owned the place. "I know, I would have changed if I had time, but I was just hopping over," Nightwing said with a sigh. "I just had a few questions for you." Danny sighed and rubbed at the bridge of his nose. "What would you like to know, Nightwing?" "Is Hood here?" Nightwing asked, looking around nervously. Danny scowled and shook his head. "He's currently meeting with one of his brothers. I can let him know you stopped by," Danny said flatly. He was already not in a good mood, and having Nightwing acting suspiciously in his shop was making it much worse. He just wanted the man to spit out his questions and go from there. "Do you know what happened with Joker?" Nightwing finally asked, looking uneasy about bringing it up. Danny huffed a breath and shook his head. "I've already proven mine and my boyfriend's innocence to the bat. We were here the entire time and never left the shop." "I just meant you know he was murdered," Dick rushed out, and Danny arched an eyebrow. The man deflated slightly. "Okay, yes, I do think that Hood had something to do with it, but we can't prove it, so I'm not going to push. Besides, the clown deserved to die, and I'm definitely not going to fault Hood for arranging his death if that's what happened. I just need to know that he's doing okay. I can't imagine it's been easy for him since it happened, especially if B was poking his nose into Hood's business again." Danny finally gave Dick a small, supportive smile. "He's doing okay. He's..." Danny struggled to find a word that would fit how Jason was doing since they had killed the Joker. "He's lighter. Not quite happier, but he's got a weight off his shoulders that had been weighing him down for years. He looks like he's finally able to start moving past this. We're working on building a community center and a justice center to help people in Crime Alley. He's meeting with Tim tonight to go over his ideas and see if we can get some support from him and his businesses." A genuine smile split across Dick's face at that. "He's better?" Danny hummed in response and nodded his head before he gave up on the mug and tossed it in the sink to go with the rest. Not looking at the man, he weighed his options for a moment before biting the bullet. "Did you ever ask Batman what happened to Red Hood the night he lost his voice?" He looked up just in time to see Dick's mouth screwed up in a frown and his brows furrowed. "What are you talking about? He was in a fight with Joker and Batman saved him before the clown could kill him again." Danny arched an eyebrow at that. "And who told you that? Did you watch any of the footage from that night? From Hood's helmet or from Batman's cowl? Did you ever read a report on what happened from Batman or talk to him about it? Dick froze, gnawing on his bottom lip. It was obvious what had happened. Hood was trying to kill Joker, and Batman stopped him, but it distracted Hood enough for Joker to get the slip on him. But did you ever ask? Danny said slowly, not really a question, more of a statement, as he waited for Dick to answer him. Nightwing stood there frozen in place as he tried to think things over. No, he said quietly. No, I didn't. I don't know if there even is a report from Batman, he said quietly. He was so upset when it happened, we didn't see him for days. Danny let out a sigh. Jason had given him permission to tell Dick, had said that he couldn't bring himself to do it, to ruin Dick's perception of Bruce. The relationship that Dick had with Bruce was different than any of the other Wayne kids. He had been his closest confidant for so long. It was why Jason had given Danny the permission to do it. Hood refuses to ruin your perception of your mentor, Danny said slowly, watching the emotions war on Dick's face. But I have no problems with that. Ask him who slit Hood's throat, and then I want you to get back to me. Dick's face crumpled. Just tell me, he whispered, and Danny lowered his eyes down to the counter as he grabbed a wash rag to start cleaning the countertop. Please. Danny shook his head. It isn't my place, and I'm not going to be the one to tell you. All I ask is for you to check the footage if it wasn't destroyed, and ask Batman who it was that slit Hood's throat. And then let me know what he says, and I'll tell you if it's the truth or not. Nightwing swallowed roughly and nodded his head. Okay, I will. I will, he said quietly, just as the door chimed behind them, and Danny's shoulders relaxed as he spotted Jason walking in with a wide smile on his face. Hey, babe, Danny said with a small smile, as Jason came over and gave him a quick kiss before he cast a curious look at Dick, who was staring at him like he had never seen Jason before in his life. The crime lord arched an eyebrow at the man as if asking him what was wrong. Sorry, I came by to see you, but Danny said you were meeting with someone, Dick said softly before he shook his head. But I'll let you guys talk. I'll try and come by again this week, he said. Jason pursed his lips but nodded his head once, his emotions revealing nothing, not even to Danny. The Revenant had gotten a lot better at not amplifying his emotions for everyone to hear. Dick's breathing hitched for a moment. I love you, Little Wing. I always have, he said softly, before pulling Jason into his arms for a tight hug, before he pulled away and rushed out of the shop. The crime lord gave his brother's retreating form a confused look before he looked back at Danny, arching an eyebrow to ask his question. He came by asking about the clown and you, Danny said with a hum, as he continued with cleaning up the shop. How'd it go with your brother? I'm assuming you hinted at what really happened, Jason asked, as he jumped up to sit on the counter and watch his boyfriend. And it went well. He's going to present it to the board, and we'll see what happens from there. Danny hummed in response before he swatted at Jason's arm with his towel for his boyfriend sitting on his pristine counter. Yes, we talked a bit like you asked me to, and I'm glad it went well with Tim. Things are slowly setting up for us. It'll be nice, he said, glancing up at Jason, who just gave him a small smile as he stared out the front windows of the shop. Do you think he's going to hate me? Jason asked him quietly, his flames a soft, sad putter, the sounds of wind washing around them. No, Danny said, staring out the window. I think he's going to hate himself for not asking sooner, and maybe hate Bruce. But he could never hate you, especially for something like this. I have a feeling that we're going to see Dick again really soon. Maybe your other siblings. Tim said he's not surprised, Jason said. But I also learned that Bruce has been a shithead to Tim for years. I apologized to him, and he actually forgave me. Danny gave him a curious look at that. He didn't know much about Jason's relationship with Tim. He knew that they weren't close, that Tim was at one point Jason's least favorite brother, but his boyfriend had never really gone too deep into why he didn't like him or what had happened between them. He listened as Jason recounted the days that followed his return to Gotham, how he had tried to kill Tim multiple times, had even gone so far as to slit Tim's throat, only to get the same treatment himself just a year later from Bruce when he had finally gotten close to the Joker. Danny held Jason's hand as he told each time that he had hurt Tim and made him feel unwelcome. I'm proud of you for apologizing to him, Danny said softly, looking up at Jason as he came around the counter to stand between Jason's legs and hold his hands in his. That's a big step, and the fact that he forgave you is wonderful, Jason. I'm so happy for you. If he was able to forgive me for mutilating him and traumatizing him, shouldn't I do the same for Bruce? Danny let out a breath as he ran his thumb along the back of Jason's hand and thought it over. "That is something that is up to you," he said slowly. "You are aware of what you did that hurt him, you apologized to him, and knowing you, I can imagine that you're going to start taking the steps to make things better between you and Tim so that he can trust you and be closer to you. You know what you did was wrong, you're going to atone for it. And if there comes a time when Bruce comes to you and apologizes for what happened, you can decide how to go from there. You don't have to forgive him, just like Tim didn't have to forgive you. That's something only you can decide." "But Tim was able to forgive me," Jason said, the flames still quiet and soft like a fire dying slowly. "So?" "I was his hero and I hurt him. Bruce was my dad and he hurt me," Jason said, and Danny shrugged. "Jason, that does not mean that you have to forgive Bruce. You lost your voice and he's kept it a secret for years. He's never bothered to apologize to you. He's never told anyone the truth of what happened, and that's not okay. Maybe one day you can forgive him, but you don't have to right now," Danny said quietly. Jason nodded his head once, a tear running down his cheek. He let out a growl and rubbed at his cheeks angrily. "This is fucking stupid," he grumbled angrily. "I hate this." Danny gave him a small smile and pulled Jason's face down for a soft kiss. "I know, but I'm here for you every step of the way. It's going to be okay, baby." Jason nodded and let out a breath and leaned forward, resting his forehead against Danny's shoulder, breathing out again as he tried to calm down. Danny just held him close. Things were going to be okay. He just knew it. End of chapter 17.